Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Big win last night for MTSU. Still getting used to these midweek games for the Blue Raiders, as I know our next guest is as well. But 31-23, the win for MTSU last night. We say hello to Rick Stockstill, their head football coach, who joins us every week. Coach, congrats on the win. I know that had to feel good.
Yeah, it did. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it. And it was a really good win over a good football team, and just proud of our team and how they responded to everything yesterday or last night.
So what does that do? You know, we've talked to you the last few weeks where, you know, you've had close ones against Colorado State and then some missed opportunities against Western and Jacksonville State. Now that you get back in that win column, I don't know if, and we've talked about this with other sports, I don't know if I believe that momentum necessarily carries from game to game, but confidence does. So how much does a win like that at home build the confidence of your club and carry over to when you play Liberty coming up on Tuesday?
Well, I think it's definitely a confidence booster, and, you know, you can show them when we meet this afternoon, you know, our Achilles heel against Jacksonville State. You know, we turned the ball over four times in the second half. Yesterday we didn't turn it over any. We got to take away. And like I've always said, you know, 99% of the time, whoever wins the turnover battle is going to win the game. And so you can talk about that. You can talk about we played much more disciplined football. You know, we were really, really elite, I thought, in the kicking game. We blocked an extra point, which was a huge. We had a great return there, punt return. We covered our kickoffs and our punts coverage, getting their really, really special returner, Smoke Harris, you know, on the ground, and, you know, didn't give him anything. So we made a field goal, you know, so I thought we were really, really elite in the kicking game yesterday. And, you know, so you point out the things that you talk about all the time that, you know, is difference in games. And if we can continue to build on it, it'll continue to build their confidence.
So you had, in scoring last night, you had a 27-yard pass for a touchdown and a 60-yard pass for a touchdown. And, you know, fans will look at that and go, oh, yeah, the big play, the big chunk play. What is the balance, though, in you know, trying to get 2 yards here and there, move the sticks, march downfield, and then – telling your quarterback to look for the opportunity to try and get that big play, whether it's a score or not, but to get those chunk yards?
You better get them. You better get big plays. It's, you ain't going to have much success if you're going 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards at a time. I mean, you got to get explosive plays. And said that, you know, for everybody says that. You know, the NFL people say that. You know, you got to get big plays. And, you got to eliminate them, and you know, we did a pretty good job of that yesterday or last night of eliminating them. And I thought our offensive coaches did a really good job of, you know, taking our shots down the field, and our guys, you know, holding. Willis made, you know, a really good play, you know, on his 60-yarder, and Elijah, you know, did a nice job getting his foot in bounds and, you know, on his touchdown pass. And, you know, we caught a hitch and went 25, 30 yards with that. You know, so you got to get big plays in this day and time of, you know, to be successful, you know, offensively.
Talk to the head football coach, MTSU, Rick Stockstill. Big win last night of Louisiana Tech. Coach, how do you do the running back platoon? Because Flip Cradles ran really, really well, but Terry Wilkins gives that change of pace and like a little bowling ball pounding in there. What's the dynamic of balancing that running attack?
Well, first of all, Frank Pizant was out. He didn't play because of an injury. And Flip went in hurt. And then towards there, whenever he came out there in the fourth quarter, he got hurt again. So Terry finished the game. To start the third quarter, Flip had 2 12-yard runs and then a 3-yard run, I think it was. And, you know, he needed a blow. So you're going to go with the hot hand, and Flip was, hot hand, and Terry was next. And Terry was giving him a blow. Terry did a great job. Terry did a phenomenal job in blitz pickup on Elijah Metcalf's touchdown. Did a great job, stoned him, and enabled Nick to have enough time to get the ball off. And then he had a good 20-yard run there late in the fourth quarter on third and three. Terry's a good little player. Sometimes guys of that stature, they get lost in the pile because you can't see them. And all of a sudden he squirts out, but he's a physical, well-built kid that runs, really physical. And I'm proud for Terry because he hadn't played a whole lot, but he comes to work every day with a great attitude. And, now he's getting a chance to contribute a little bit.
I said it last night on your postgame show down in Murfreesboro, but kudos to your secondary because Louisiana Tech's got a heck of a passing attack, and they had guys run all over the secondary last night, but your guys shut them down, the big interception by Trey Flewellen in the end zone. Talk about how well they played last night, going into the game knowing how good Tech is passing the ball.
Yeah, I think the big thing, Joe, was we kept the ball in front of us. A lot of their explosive plays, was Smoke Harris, number six, off of a bubble screen where we missed a tackle. They hit him a couple times in the middle of the field, but we got him down. And then their first touchdown, the 19-yarder, they went over the top of us. But our guys competed really hard back there. They challenged them. Teldrick almost had an interception there, on that fade ball down our sideline. The big thing is they played very aggressive, but played very smart. They played with their eyes, and we were really good from a disciplinary standpoint, in our coverage technique. And I thought those guys rose to the occasion because it was a talented group of receivers out there, and their quarterbacks, both of them, can really throw the ball really efficiently. So I thought our defense, the secondary, the big thing is, they kept the ball in front of them. And then I thought we did a good job up front with our front seven. We didn't get a lot of sacks, but I think we affected the quarterback. We got around him. We got hands on him. We got close, forced him to maybe get the ball out early a couple times earlier than what he would have liked to.
Yeah, it did a heck of a job. I know the last 2 weeks have not gone the way you wanted to, and I tell people, you look at the record at 1-5. This was not a 1-5 football team. This team is much better than that. How good did that win feel last night? Not for you and your staff, but for everybody overall, the players and everybody else.
Everybody. I mean, it's just there's nothing about the thrill of victory. Because these guys, work so hard. And like last night, that was our fourth game in 18 days. So we're playing a game every 4.5 days. Mm. We ain't got half our team out there because they're hurt. And then the other ones are out there, not 100% because they're so beat up and there's not enough time to recover. So I respect this team so much because they – go out there and lay it on the line every day and practice in these games. Just really, really happy for them. Happy for them because nobody outside this building knows the sacrifices, that they're having to make to play these games, in 4.5 days.
Coach, well said. And we appreciate your time as always. Congrats again on the win, and good luck at Liberty. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day, great week. I guess it's still the week.
You too, Coach. Appreciate you, Coach.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all.
Rick Stockstill, MTSU head football coach, joins us every Wednesday at 10:30. And look, you could hear the emotion. That was passionate,
yeah,
right there.
And I've told you on the show, I mean, that's not you look at a 1-5 team, like, oh, well, the 1-5. It's different if you know you're 1-5. But this team, it's a good football. I mean, they took Missouri, probably could have beat Missouri at the end there. It's a good football team. They've played bad at certain times that you don't need to play bad. And last night was a great win for this football team, and now they're 2-5. Now they take on Liberty, who's now 6-0. I think they're the first bowl-eligible team, I think, what I read last night. So it's at Liberty. They're number one in the conference. But, again, you know, you got to play the game. They got to play 60 minutes. You got to play 60 minutes. So it should be a good football game next Tuesday night up in Lynchburg, Virginia.
And I think that's the hard part is looking at it and going, we could have, you know, three, four wins.
Yeah.
You know,
it'll drive
right
you crazy,
now.
Man.
But, you know, use that of, okay, well, let's finish.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how to
So you got five games. You want a winning record? I mean, you want to win the last five? You go in those games. I mean, this is a good football team. Can win all five of these football games and get back to a bowl game. But you got to take it one at a time. You can't think, wow, we should be 4-3. That will drive you absolutely insane. Just take care of the next game on the schedule.
Coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to opening night tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena.
Got a great question.
Joe's got a question. He's going to ask. Coming up next, plus celebrity birthdays, Chasing Big Joe here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Make your silly underdog picks for your chance to win weekly prizes. You can play at thegamenashville.com or on the 102.5 The Game app as we approach week 7 of college football and week 6 of the NFL. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket.